International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today, I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I know you love that. From beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me from all over the world today. And I can truly say that your life will never be the same again after listening to this recording. Well, how are you doing today? I pray that you are having a great day. It is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, really hot. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here in my office looking at just the beautiful green trees and the blue sky. And it is summertime in Atlanta and in the South. Well, I have a great show for you today. Pete Adams and I are going to be talking about trust the process. This is going to be a phenomenal show, folks. I can just tell you that right up front. But I want to read an email from one of my wonderful listeners in the UK. I want to give a special shout out to all of my listeners in the UK and London and in Europe. I love all of you guys. And this is from Jack Davis. And this is what he said. Hi, Constance. Thank you for reminding me how important and powerful our words are and how conscious we should be about what we express and share. With that in mind, please accept this poem from me. And so he has written the definition of constant. So are you guys ready? C equals conviction of purpose committed to inspire and communicate. O, open-minded role model to whom we all can relate. N, nurturing soul with a no-nonsense approach. S, spirit-led speaker and supportive life coach. T, transformational therapist, someone who is true. A, authentic alchemist, changing old into new. N, never-ending faith in the one true source. C, counselor and champion to keep us on course. And E, empowering, energetic educator who encourages us on our exploration through life, enabling us to be the extraordinary expressions of the divine that we all so uniquely embody. And then he says, thank you, Constance, for all that you are and for reminding us, all of us, of what we can be with love from a listener and a lifelong learner. P.S. Sending heaps of positive energy for your upcoming fabulous workshop in Miracles Weekend. Then he says, shine on, angel. And I tell you what, isn't that just wonderful? And guess what? It really came on a day that I really needed it. I had a very busy day. I had just finished a mentoring session with my mentor. And you know, when you put on a workshop, a conference, there are lots of responsibilities. But this came at just the right time. And Jack, I just want to say thank you so much for writing me that wonderful poem. Well, are you ready? We're going to be talking about trust the process. And of course, you know that I still have slots available for my Miracle Weekend Breakthrough Strategic Transforming Workshop, and you need to be there. If you want to email me and let me know how this show is changing your life, you can do so by emailing me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, my website is fulfilling fulfillingyourpurpose.com. So we're going to go to these quick commercials. And guess what? I'm going to be right back with Peter Adams.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Come join us on Facebook for your daily dose of inspiration and action that reveals the secret within you. You can find us at facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back and I'm really excited about the show today. I have my dear friend with me and my guest presenter for the conference, Pete Adams, and he's the author of the book Visualization and the creator of the Visualization System for Manifestation. And today we're going to be talking about trust the process. So, Pete Adams, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Constance. I love being on your show, and I just love being able to share the knowledge that we have with other listeners, and to help make some changes in everyone's lives for the better.
So, are you excited about the conference?
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm just like, is it ever going to be here? I don't know. I wish you didn't tell me about it so far out, because I keep looking at my calendar and the days just don't seem to be ticking off. But I know we're getting closer, because the big orders that we put in for the self-study guides and also my book Visualization just came in today. So yeah. I'm putting them in the car and hop and drive on down to Atlanta.
Well, you know, I just want to personally thank you for giving your self-study guide and your book away to all participants. And the value of that is $190. I mean, I have both of those books. And why did you do that, Pete?
Well, it just came to me, you know, because what can happen a lot of times, Constance, I've seen is people go to a seminar, mm-hmm. and they're really engaged while they're at the seminar, and then this is what's going to be different. Let me back up. With your seminar, the difference is people are going to be coming away with a 30, 60, and 90-day action plan and an accountability partner, and I've never seen that done in any other seminar, be it Law of Attraction, be it real estate investing. Never seen that done before. So that in itself is just dramatic. But I also wanted people to, if they did, you know, I wanted them to focus on not having to take like tons of notes while they were at the seminar. So by having the self-study guide, they're going to have the seminar can that I'm going to present. And so if they do need to refresh anything that wasn't, they might have forgotten, they'll always have the book and they can always pick it up and they can always get back on track.
And, you know, I made a decision too. You know how you go to some seminars and there's high pressure sales and you need to do this and you know, 90% off and you have to buy it today. That's not what we're about. We are about serving.
Exactly, Constance, and I have been to so many seminars, and all it is, it's not really a seminar. It's just platform selling. Mm-hmm. You go to these things, and like, you know, you think you're going to get all this value, and all you do is get pitched. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, you know, right out of the gate, you're not even at the seminar yet, and we've already given you all the product. So it's just like, well, there's nothing to sell. I'm giving it away.
Right.
And I know, you know, and I know that you're not going to be force feeding people. That's for sure. And that's what I want to, you know, make sure everyone understands, because it's not going to be like you're average, you know, conference where they just want to sell you stuff. That's not what it's about at all.
Because we're already abundant. And if
exactly.
if people do want to purchase something, they will know that. And so when you come from a place of abundance, you know, Pete, you said something behind the scene and you said, we're working for God. And that's how I see this whole seminar.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the whole thing. We, you know, we're here to do God's work and to, you know, bring it down to a level that everyone can understand and use techniques that can implement in their own lives to make massive changes and permanent changes for the better.
Yeah. So today, my goodness, we're going to be talking about trust the process. And so basically, we're going to be sharing with people the way that God and the universe works, and that many times it's not visible or apparent. It doesn't look like anything is happening. So most people assume that it's not working. And so we're going to be talking about that today, because I think a lot of people get stuck there, because I know in my own life and in a lot of my clients' life, Pete, that it really requires trusting that universal laws are working, believing that the spirit is behind the scenes. I always say God worked a night shift. And that means that while you're sleeping, the spirit is behind the scenes, rearranging things on your behalf.
That is just how it is, Constance. The, you know, you stop with God. God works 24/7, 365 a year, period. As long as you show up and give him something to work with, you know, that's a big piece of it, because, you know, you need to be clear of what you want so that you can get it, pretty much. Otherwise, you're just, you know, if you don't want to put it on God to guess what makes you happy, you need to know what it is.
Right. And you know, you said something to me, that the Holy Spirit delivers the miracles once we really get clear about what we want. And so let's talk about that. And I love the way you can just break it down. What is the manifestation process? Or, you know, people don't like that word process, because that means time. So what is the process of manifestation?
Constance, I think the first thing, the really beginning of being a successful manifester, is you've got to get crystal clear with what it is that you say that you want, or you want to have in your life. And you've got to know why you want it, because the feeling of why you want it, the passion that you have, has to be there. Otherwise, it's like an empty goal. And so some people just throw out there, well, I want to have a yacht. Well, why do you want to have a yacht? Well, because I don't know, because if I had a yacht, I'd be rich. Well, that's pretty weak. So it doesn't really work that way. You need that passion for your goals. And like I said, you need to be crystal clear, because most people out of the box are not crystal clear when they set their intention. And because they're not crystal clear, they get fuzzy results. They don't get exactly what they want. They might get something along the lines of it, but you got to be exact. And if you're exact, you will get exactly what you're looking for.
You know, Edwin Gaines was on my show, and I know you listened to that. And she said the one that gets people is when she says, what do you want? I just want to be happy. Well, what does that mean? And what does that look like? So is that what you mean about getting clear? You know, for me, being happy would be owning my own business, or possibly working from home, or being able to stay home with my children. So, Pete, is that what you mean about getting crystal clear?
That's precisely what I mean, Constance. And I loved how Amy put that. She's just like, don't make God guess, because, you know, you could be happy with, you know, getting petting your dog. But if what you really want is, you know, the career of your dreams, well, I mean, which, you know, both of them are going to make you happy, but you need to get clear so the sense of the universe knows what to bring forward into your life.
Well, you know, I love the word process of manifestation. I was meditating on something, and it says there is no manifestation without process, or there is no promotion without process. And I think, Pete, that people need to get comfortable with the process.
I totally agree with you, Constance. And people need to understand, for some reason, I'm not sure why, but a lot of people have this misbelief that working with the law of attraction, when you're working with God, that it's something that you don't, all you do is think it and then forget about it, and then the miracles just show up. Well, that hasn't been my experience. And if that's what you believe, chances are you're not going to succeed in manifesting what it is that you say that you want, because there is an exact process, and you've got to show up. You need to know what you want. You need to have faith and trust in God, that God's got the ability to deliver it to you, and you need to do your part until it shows up.
Well, let's go back to you need to believe that it's possible and that God has the ability, and really it's already done.
Great, Constance. Let me back up with that.
Okay.
One of the biggest things you need to do when you set your goal is, number one, it's got to be believable to you, because it's like, if it's not believable, you're not going to be able to get into the feeling of, that it already exists and that it is on its way, because you're not creating anything. You're just bringing it in. It's already out there. It's already been created. You're not building it. You're just getting into a spiritual alignment with it so that it pops into your reality and you have it. So if you set a goal that's too big right now, you can set bigger goals as you get more and more success with the working with the law of attraction. But if the right off the get-go, if your goal is too, like, let's say your goal is world peace or something, that's like deep down inside you say, well, I can never really do that. Well, you're not going to have the faith that it is possible, and you have to have the faith not only that it's possible, but that the fact that it's already done and that it's on its way to you. That's the kind of faith and trust that you need to have.
That's why I tell people to take small baby steps. Let's just say if you want more money, instead of saying, I am a millionaire now. Well, maybe that's too much of a jump for where you are and not believable. Why not say, I believe that increase is coming into my life more and more on a weekly basis? That's believable. And the more you believe that, the more you can increase what you're believing for and manifest what you want.
Exactly, Constance. The another thing I it, when you said about being a millionaire, it just popped into my head that what happens a lot of times is people who will make a statement, or make that their intention, their goal to manifest money. A lot of times, what happens, well, what's already going on inside of them personally, is they've got a lot of disempowering beliefs. They got baggage, and it's like, maybe let's just say right now in your current environment or wherever you are in your life, maybe you're seeing some real challenges as basically with money, or in your neighborhood or wherever. And so it's just like, you got to believe that it's like, it can be true. Everyone else has experienced a sense of lack. Well, that lack is just like a it's almost like a community belief that is wrong, but because everyone believes it, that's what they get. And you don't follow the crowd with that. Get off on your own. They might call you weird, but you know what? At the end of the day, you're going to be extremely prosperous, and they're going to just look at you and say, "Wow, that guy was lucky, or she was lucky." And it was really no luck at all. It was like you created it.
That's so true, Pete. Just in my own life, I'm just career-wise, I started off with $30,000, then 40, then 50. It was incremental, then 60. And even when I got my first, received my was awarded my first contract, it was $100,000. I had never had a $100,000 contract before, but when I got the $100,000 contract, I said, now I believe I could have a $150,000 contract. So just like you said, it was believable, but I could not have jumped from 30,000 to 150. I wouldn't have believed it. And I think that's where people get frustrated and just give up on the law of attraction.
Constance, that was a wonderful analogy. That's just how it is. It's very hard to imagine owning a, let's say you want to own a Ferrari. And right now, maybe you don't even have a car. So a huge leap. And it's probably really, not something you can actually believe at the present moment, but it's certainly believable that, in a short period of time, maybe you'll have a Kia and just keep working your way up as you get more and more powerful and get more and more success, then all of a sudden, here's the biggest thing about money is when you get to the point where you realize that money doesn't in itself make you happy. Mm-mm. And once you get to that point where you realize that time is more precious than money, and then your life starts to take off. And that's something I want to share with everyone, because a lot of people really get caught up with, I want to have money, 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 money. Well, hey, money's great, but if you think money alone is going to make you a complete person, you're probably going to be disappointed. But it's certainly better than not having money. I don't want to say that.
Right, right. So Pete, let's talk a little bit about those limiting beliefs and how people really need to get rid of those limiting beliefs that are not serving us. So, when you're using the law of attraction or these universal laws, what role do you see limiting beliefs really stopping us? And at the conference, I'm going to spend like 40 minutes just talking about beliefs. That's just how powerful and awesome I think it is and how important it is.
Absolutely, Constance. The whole thing about limiting beliefs is, if you ask most people, do you have any limiting beliefs? They're going to say no, because they're not even conscious of the fact that they even exist inside of them. And there's a lot of stuff that, like, for an example, I got an email one time from somebody. I believe they might have been in Kenya, and they were just saying, well, I can't. Blah, blah, I can't be whatever I want to be because I live in Kenya and there aren't opportunities here. Well, God didn't say you've got to live in Kenya. Get out of Kenya. If you feel that's what's holding you back, then you need to move forward. You need to take that action, because here's the thing. It's, right now in your life, if something just doesn't feel right, you know that you're not living up to your highest self, that spirit telling you that you need to change, you need to get busy and get, because time is going by and you need to take action and get the life of your dreams so you can have great happiness and have the life of your dreams.
And some limiting beliefs are, you not being worthy, not being smart enough, not being good enough. Everybody else can do it or have that. There's lack of abundance. I don't have the education. I'm too short. I'm black. I'm Latino. I'm minority. I'm white. I mean, all kinds of beliefs.
Wow. You just nailed a whole bunch of them, Constance. And I hit you. It's like if you walk around or you watch television or whatever, that is what everyone believes. Mm-hmm. Everyone believes that they're limited, and they're not. It's like, for instance, I remember back in years ago when I got out of graduate school, I didn't go to Harvard and I didn't go to Wharton. And at the time, I had my own limiting belief, because that I didn't go to those two schools, that a Wall Street firm was not going to pick me up. And because of that limiting belief, I never even applied to any of those Wall Street firms. I just decided to work in Boston, because that's where I felt, the school I went to, that's where I was supposed to be. But that was completely bogus. I look back now on it, and I'm like, well, that was, I wish I'd read my book back then, because I would have changed things. But, I mean, well, it all works out in the end, but, it's like, We all have, I've got limiting beliefs, you know, it's like they're buried down deep, but if I go deep enough in meditation, I'm going to come across some of those and they're going to show up. Absolutely.
Well, you know, in my own life, and I don't know where it came from, I'm going to say my father, he only went to the eighth grade, but he always told us, color doesn't mean anything. What means something is excellence. So I have never thought, well, because I'm an African American woman, I can't do that. And many times I've been the only African American in a setting. It never bothered me because my belief was, as long as I perform in a spirit of excellence, I can do anything. Now, I certainly had other limiting beliefs that I had to deal with, but I think that that's one area, and you know, we're going to really cover that intensely in Atlanta, that really stops people, because whatever you believe, your beliefs create your reality. Look at Pete. He thought he had to go to Harvard or Wharton School of Business like Donald Trump, and now here, you know, and Pete was just as smart as those other guys, but that was his belief at the time.
That is so true, Constance. Here's the biggest thing. It's like whatever you believe your story to be, it's going to be your reality. And if you want to have you want to have something bigger and better, well, you need to become bigger and better internally. And here's the whole thing in a nutshell. You're working with God. You're not working by yourself. And you can do, if you get in alignment and work properly with, you know, the creator, there's nothing you cannot be, do, or have. I'm not just saying that. It's the truth. Because it's like miracles happen all the time, you know, but there's a process, like Constance said earlier. It's like there's a step-by-step process, and if you follow the process, it's like a recipe. At the end of the day, if you follow the recipe, you're going to have that cake, and it's going to be delicious, and it's going to be the miracle that you've been working on.
So true. And so really what we're going to be doing in the workshop is, because see, we're going to be aligning, reminding, awakening you to what's already yours. Okay, for all my Christians out there, let me give you something from the Bible. Jesus said, it is finished. God said in Hebrews 4 that before the foundation of the world, everything was already finished, and so you can rest. And so creation is really already finished. And like Pete said, we are just aligning, believing, and putting ourselves in the position for God to work miracles in our lives.
Ooh, that was great, Constance.
That's powerful. So Pete, what do you feel are some other common errors that people make, and they just sabotage the creation process? And once again, I want to emphasize that word process, because I've never had something just happen in my life overnight.
Oh, exactly. I think one of the major things is there's a handful of real biggies, but one of the biggest ones, besides not being clear as far as, you know, what it is that you say that you want, being crystal clear, another thing is people come up with this idea, this timeline of how long it's going to take. It's almost like, by the third Thursday of next month, I am going to be a multimillionaire or something like that. But here's the thing. It's like you're working with the universe, and the universe does not work in your timeline. It works on its own timeline. It knows what's the highest and best way to manifest the miracle for you. And you need to trust that when it doesn't show up on that third Thursday of the following month, that it is really working. You just put the wrong due date out there. Mm-hmm. But what most people do is, oh, you know, it's been a month. It's the third Thursday, and it's next month, and it didn't show up. I guess God doesn't love me, and you know, that's what most people do. And the fact is that God loves you, wants you to have the life of your dreams. That's why you're here. And never doubt for a second that it's not working, because you know, as soon as you stop doubting and you stop thinking that it is working, you just basically short circuit the whole process, because you've lost faith. And to get that faith back and you get back on the track, your miracle is not going to come in, period.
Right. You know, Pete, and the whole show is trusting the process, and really trusting means that you're leaning in on God and that you're confident. You have a confident, good expectation that God has a million ways to get to you your heart's desire. He knows the quickest way. So when it looks like in the visible world that things are not working, you have to trust the process. Keep being grateful, keep believing, keep seeing, keep allowing, knowing that eventually it will come into your own experience.
Exactly, Constance. And to build on that, just from, in, you know, this is from my personal experience. I've manifested miracles. And let me tell everyone who's on the show today listening that every time something, the miracle manifested, I never saw it coming, ever. Mm-hmm. It was just like, bam, it's there. And all, you know, it's almost like a sea monster pops out of the lake. The whole time you're just looking at the placid lake and like, oh, I wonder when my sea monster miracle is going to happen. And boom, pops up, almost flips over your boat. And you're like, whoa, that was cool. I mean, that's just how it happens.
Yeah. And so the principle here is letting go of the how. And like I said, trusting God, you're co-creators with God. You know, you align, you do what you're supposed to do, and then allow God in a miraculous way. That's why we call it a workshop in miracles. A miracle, you know, can happen in just unbelievable ways. So Pete, what else would you say about trusting the hows?
The hows piece falls right along with the timeline. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing. It's just like, you know, I'll just be real blunt. And that is you know, as a human being, you don't know the way for the miracle to manifest, period. Leave that to God, because you have this very limited view of what you can see. And pretty, for the most part, it's just, you know, what you see in your present day life of, you know, of your reality. But there's a lot more going on that meets your eye. And the whole thing is, you, when you start getting into the house, what begins to happen is, see how you think it's supposed to show up in your life, the miracle. So right off the bat, you start having doubts, and you start, once you start doubting, your faith starts going down the drain, and you know, essentially your miracle is not going to happen because you took it upon yourself to tell God how it was supposed to happen. And when it didn't happen the way you thought it was supposed to happen, you lose faith, and then the process stops. You basically became your own roadblock on the road to your success, and you don't want to do that. Don't be the Jersey barrier blocking you from the life of your dreams. Stay out of the house.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, because we're so used to controlling things, making things happen. But once again, I'm going back to the word trust, even though, you know, and even the word faith in the Bible means that you believe, even though your five physical senses don't see, feel, or have any evidence that is true. But you believe the word of God. You believe it when God says that he came that you might have life and have it abundantly, even though your five senses may not see, feel, or be able to touch that promise. And so once again, Pete, it is trusting the process and setting your life like a thermometer. If you set your thermometer on 78 and right now it's 95 degrees in your room, if that thermometer stays set, eventually it'll come and it'll stay right at 78. That's how the law of attraction works.
Ooh, that was a fantastic analogy, Constance. And just think of yourself as being as being that thermometer. You need to set the intention of, how cool you want to be. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in line, it's just, you can say, I want it to be 78. I want it to be 78. But your beliefs and your trust, the whole thing about your trust is like, if the second you say, oh, I want it to be 78 degrees, and then like 2 seconds later, you're like, oh, it's 85. It's never going to happen. I mean, guess what? I hope you like 85, because 78 is going to hang out there out in the range of potential realities until you get in line with 78, and then your room is going to be 78 and you're going to be comfortable. But it's just one of those things. There's a lot more going on than meets the eye.
Yeah.
And one of the biggies is you've really got in alignment with what you decide to have in your life. And you've got to have faith. Trust in the process is probably the biggest one, because if you don't trust that you don't have faith. And through faith and gratitude, you can have everything. I mean, I was meditating the other day, and I think I told you about this, Constance. And in my meditation, it came to me that having gratitude is like having a treasure map to any place you want to go or be, do, or have. If you have faith and gratitude and work them together, you've got it licked, because you will become unstoppable once you get in alignment and have that belief and live that way. Then you're gonna live a magical life, and people are gonna be just like, well, she's really lucky. I can't believe how lucky she is. Well, it's not luck. It's not luck at all. She created it, and that's how it works.
Well, I've heard some people say, I write down my gratitude list in the morning, and that's really great. I'm going to commend you for doing that. And like Edwin Gaines says, if you can't write down 100 things, then you need to go to sleep and wake back up again, because, you need to be grateful. But you can't write your gratitude list in the morning and the evening, but then all day long you are complaining or worrying or not aligned with that. And that's why, Pete, I've heard you say that gratitude is just so important, because you're grateful for the blessings that are in your life now, the ones in the past, and really the ones that are on their way. And I think that when you are grateful for something that you are believing for, that is a powerful vibration and alignment to attract it into your life quickly.
Constance, I could not have said it any better myself. The having the huge thing you touched right upon is is having gratitude for the things that are on their way. And that is where the faith comes in, because look at it this way. If you can hear this show, number one, it means you're alive and you've got a hearing and spirit is talking to you. So there's nothing you can't do. And if you're alive, well, you should be grateful, because you had this opportunity to come in here, play on the universe's playground and have the life of your dreams. You're here to be happy and live a full, joyous life. You're not here to struggle. And that's another thing a lot of people, I don't know where they get it from, but the idea that somehow, suffering makes you more holy is the biggest crock I've ever heard. It's like, you're here to have a wonderful time. You're here to have fun. And there's nothing holy in suffering, period. Get that idea out of your head. Until then, you're just going to suffer and think you're doing a great job, and someday you're going to go back to heaven. They're going to be like, why were you suffering? Didn't you get the memo?
Yeah. So the law of attraction says that you focus in on and you be grateful for what you want. So if you're in a situation now where you want more of anything and you don't have it, the way to get it is to be grateful for it. Be grateful for your own life now. And that is the big key that brings what you desire into your life. No more complaining, no more focusing in. See, gratitude really is just focus. Is what you focus in on. So if your focus is on what you don't have, then you're going to keep getting more of what you don't have.
Oh, that is perfect, Constance. Exactly. There's nothing worse than complaining and about anything, because all it is when you complain, you're putting an attention on something that you find troubling, is something you don't like. And just like Constance says, well, guess what? The more you focus on what you don't like, you're gonna get more of what you don't like. That's just a law of the universe. You get whatever you focus on. And the other thing I wanted, this popped in when Constance was saying that, was another thing is worrying. Some people make themselves sick about worrying about things that haven't happened, might happen. But look, think about it this way. Worrying is the equivalent of praying for what you don't want. So whenever you start to have this feeling of fear and worry, you got to put the kibosh on. You got to, no, just like stop. Because the last thing you want to do is pray for anything that you don't want.
Wow.
Get rid of the fear. It doesn't even exist. But if you focus on your fear and worrying, well, guess what? You're going to get what you're worrying about. I mean, that is, the whole thing is, it's all about you. You create it. No one else is making this happen into your life. You are the creator. You are doing this to yourself or for yourself. Decide to do it for yourself and have a wonderful life.
Yeah, a great example of that, and I shared last week that angel, my little Shih Tzu, had not been eating, and so I realized that I had been saying, "Angel's not eating. She's not playing. She's not herself." So I kept saying that over and over and over again until Spirit said, "Stop that. Start being grateful for. Oh, I'm so grateful. Angel is playing. She's just rambunctious. She is playful. She's eating. She's fun." Because really, my worry was praying for her to stay sick, really, just like you said. And so it's even something as simple as that, I just made a quick shift in.
Exactly, Constant. And the thing too is just like every thought has energy connected to it. So you might have this idea that, oh, I think small negative thoughts and they're really not having any influence over my life. Well, I get news for you. They are, and they do. So, and you control everyone controls their own thoughts. And so then, you're the guy driving the bus or the gal driving the bus. Don't let somebody haul you around. You're in the back of the bus. Get in the driver's seat, drive your thoughts, and get to your destination.
Well, I can hear a lot of people saying, "Well, Constance and Pete, I've tried the law of attraction, and it just looks like my life is the same, and I don't see anything changing." And I think a great example of that I gave the other week is kind of like a woman who's pregnant, and she knows she goes to the doctor, and he says, "You're 3 weeks pregnant." She don't look pregnant. She may Her friends don't see anything. She may not feel the baby moving. She can still wear her straight skirts. I mean, her stomach is still the same, but she's pregnant, even though visibly there is no evidence of anything happening. And I want to say to you guys and you ladies that day, you're pregnant. You're pregnant with abundance. You're pregnant with unlimited possibilities. You're pregnant with the supernatural. But you just have to trust, allow, believe, stay focused in on, be grateful for that baby, that gift, that dream, that business that hadn't been birthed yet, but it's on the inside of you.
Wow, Constance, that you got chills going up and down my spine with that analogy. That is so perfect because it's a knowing. And like you said, people say, "Oh, I tried the law of attraction." Well, the law of working with God and the law of attraction, it's not like some fad diet. "Well, I tried South Beach and I didn't lose weight, or I gained it all back," or whatever. It's not like that at all. It's like you've got to use your faith. And just like Constance said, it's like you have been, you're all, everyone who is here in this experience been blessed with being pregnant. The only thing you don't realize yet is, like, you haven't been to the doctor and the doctor didn't say, oh, by the way, you're pregnant. But here's the thing, you are pregnant. And once you realize you're pregnant with abundance, it's going to show up because you believe it. It's like, once you believe it's yours and you own it, you become unstoppable. And that's how you need to, that's the whole thing. It's just, you can't be willy-nilly with this stuff. You either you trust it or you don't. Either you believe it or you don't. And that's how it is. And you've got to trust, you've got to believe, and you've got to believe in the process. And if you do that, you will be successful. I mean, it's a law, and that's just how it works. But if you give up your trust in the process and you start getting into the house, you start putting in this timeline stuff in, how it's going to show up, and it's not showing up. Well, I get news. You're not going to be successful working with the law of attraction until you get the trust in the process piece down. You got to have it down. You got to have it down cold because it's everything.
So, Pete, tell me a time in your life where you had to go through the process of manifestation.
Constance, I'd love to. I was thinking about this. Actually, I think about it every single day, to tell you the truth. And the whole thing was, when I started doing my work on the beach, I created my hour of power. And basically, I would go to the beach every morning before I used to go to my day job, and I would, you know, spend time. I'd read empowering literature. I'd read the Bible, and I would visualize, and I'd work on my goals in my mind's eye, and I would live the life of my dreams, and I work through my goals every single day at the beach. Like if the sun came up, I was there. If it was raining, I was there. I always did it. And the wildest thing was, when I started doing this stuff, like, I don't know, decades, it was, I don't know how many years ago it was now, probably 15 years ago, I had never heard Constance's show. So I wasn't, like, blessed enough to, like you folks are, to have this on a weekly basis. I kind of just came up with my own thing on my own and started working with spirit on my own little techniques, which then became the visual manifestation system. But the craziest thing was, I just kept doing it. Nothing was showing up. Nothing at all. Everything looked exactly the same.
You were pregnant. Just think about it. You were pregnant, though, Pete.
Oh, yeah. But I was on the. I didn't have the 9-month pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I had like the 27-and-a-half-month pregnancy. So that was the thing. So I just kept doing it. And like things didn't seem to be changing. And then all of a sudden, Constance, it all changed in the. It changed within 3 days. My life was completely different. I went from being all stressed out about paying bills, you know, having all these credit card balances from getting downsized, car payments, all that stuff that if you're buried in debt, you know exactly what I mean. Mm-hmm. It is no fun. And then within 3 days, I sold a bunch of real estate, all closed at the same time. And it was completely different. It was like I had gone from like this, you know, not really worrying about it because I knew if I focused on it, I was going to get more of it. Didn't really know how it was going to happen. I had no idea. I just left it up to God. Say, hey, this is what I'm going to have. It's up to you to bring it towards me, and I'm going to keep faith because I know you're not going to let me down. And he didn't. Well, she didn't. And it was just like my life totally changed. But it didn't happen overnight. I did it for 27 and a half months or more. But the thing was, I stayed with it. I never said it's not working. The mantra I had was, I know every day I do this, my miracle is getting closer and closer and closer. So it's like, if you, and that's just how, that's how it's worked all along. That's why I'm kind of like a maniac about telling people you need to do this every single day. Yeah. It's like, if you're serious and you commit to doing your part of the co-creation piece every single day, it's going to show up that much faster. And trust me on this. I've wrote a book about these experiences, and you know, it's not fiction. It's the real deal. And that's why I'm passionate about trying to let everyone know that. Stay with it until it shows up. If you stay with it, you're going to get it. That's how it is.
And, you know, I'm going to quickly just share even about the radio show. And that's why we want people to come to the workshop. We're going to be showing you the manifestation process. We're going to be sitting right next to you, telling you exactly what you should and shouldn't do. You're going to leave with the how-tos. You're not going to just leave inspired and motivated. Aren't you tired of that? You know, and you're going to leave with, you know, an accountability partner that's going to keep you accountable. So I'm just going to share about my thing with the radio network. The long and short was, it was at a devastating time in my life, Pete. I was supposed to get married and chose not to stay in that relationship, you know, et cetera. I had just moved into a new house, 3 stories. I fell and I broke my ankle. And the doctor said, Constance, you cannot put any weight on your foot for 4 months. That means you can't drive. You can't do anything. Of course, I mean, that could have been depressing, but I made up my mind. I would scoop myself up the flight of stairs and I would stay on the top level most of the day. And then I would scoot down to the middle level. But at that time, Spirit spoke to me what seemed like a dark time, but really I was pregnant with the radio show and didn't know it, Pete. Spirit said to me, you need to go on the Law of Attraction radio network, because I've been reading and studying universal laws. And so I didn't know how in the world am I going to do a radio show and I have a cast on my foot. And so I had them to put a wheelchair on the top level. And Pete, I would put a pillow on the floor and I would scoot down 3 levels to do my radio show with my foot propped up. Because in my mind, I saw millions of people listening to me. I didn't know how. I hadn't interviewed anybody famous. I had been a leadership speaker and motivational speaker for years. I didn't know how I was going to get people like Jack Canfield, Joe Vitale. The how was up to God. My job was just to stay aligned, be grateful for millions of listeners. I might have had maybe 50 people listen to my first show. I didn't care. So then I would scoot back up the steps again and I would visualize. I would thank God for all of the lives that I had touched. I would see people saying, oh my God, Constance, you really changed my life with your show. And I just say that I was pregnant with touching people all over the world. Didn't look like anything was happening. I didn't feel anything. I was not getting any emails. I wasn't interviewing anybody famous, but I knew that the universal laws worked. I knew that I was in partnership with a God of the universe. And all I can say is I'm walking in the reality of it. But if I had quit, caved in, and given up, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Wow, Constance, that is amazing. And I think one of the things that came flying through while you were saying that to me was, and I hope everyone realized, Constance took action. She acted. She didn't wait till everything was perfect. She had the inkling. Spirit was talking to her and saying, hey, you need to be on the Law of Attraction radio network and changing lives. And Constance was like, okay, I'm going for it. And look where she is. She's been doing this for over 6 years. She has like more guests on than like, I don't know what, probably Oprah. I mean, it's crazy. And I know that she's reaching all over the world. If you know, wherever you are, you might be in Australia, the UK, mm-hmm. Kenya. Well, you know, Constance is here for you. And trust what she's telling you, because it is the truth. And Spirit talks to her every week. I listen to her show even when I'm not on it, believe it or not.
You do?
I do. And sometimes I'm just like, wow. I am just so blown away with the quality of the guests that come on the show from all different walks. But the funniest thing is, I'm not a girl. Was it grits, Constance? Girl raised in the South? Well, I'm not a grit. I'm some Yankee. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm a damn Yankee now because I came down South and didn't leave. Mm-hmm. But it's just everyone has the same message. We're just all saying it just a little bit differently. So that, you know, some people will connect with how Edwin said it. Some people will connect how Constance says it better. We're all here for you, and the message is always the same. It's like, trust God, have the life of your dreams, take action, get in alignment with spirit, and change your life. You're here to live the life of your dreams. No excuses.
So true, so true. So, if I lived in Atlanta, and I only have a couple of minutes to say this, there would be no way that I would not be at my workshop because Pete and I are really here to serve you. I mean, just what you heard today has been life-changing, and you can implement it. You know, we're going to be helping you prioritize your goals. We're going to show you proven steps. This is stuff that we're living. We ain't read it in a book. We're walking it out. We're going to help you to remove all of those limiting beliefs, get crystal clear about what you want, and then help you write out your 30, 60, 90-day plan. And I'm just going to say to you that I would just strongly encourage you to be at this workshop. That's August 14th. We're going to have the meet and greet from 7 to 8. And then, Pete and I decided that we were going to have dinner at the Sundial restaurant, but we decided that we're going to go to another restaurant outside of the hotel, which is two blocks down. And it's a little bit more casual, and we're going to still have lots of fun. And so that's on Friday. If you're working on Friday, that's cool. You can just drive in early Saturday morning, because we're going to start the program at 9. I'm going to be teaching from 9 until 11:30. We're going to go to lunch, and then Pete's going to be teaching from 1 to 4 that evening. Saturday evening, we're going to go out to dinner if that's what you want to do, and then on Sunday we're going to go from 9 to 12. And we're going to have a question and answer period where you can ask Pete and I anything, except for how much money Pete has. You can't ask him that. But everything else they can ask us, right, Pete?
Absolutely. anything with the law of attraction, how to manifest. And, absolutely. And, I think the coolest thing is for everyone who's going to be in Atlanta, this is the first time that Constance and I have ever done a seminar together. Right. Actually, it's the only time I've ever done a seminar like this to teach the law of attraction. I'm kind of like a little bit of like a private guy, but the idea of being able to share this knowledge with everyone, it's gonna change. If it doesn't change your life, there's something wrong with you, because it's gonna be amazing. And like I said, I cannot wait to get there myself. And I know Constance lives in Atlanta, so she better show up because it's her summer.
Yeah, I'm going to. One person asked me, so can I ask you how much money you make? I said, absolutely not, but I'll show you how to get whatever amount of money you want.
Perfect.
Right. So we are excited. I'm praying, and Pete is, we're just believing that, that it's going to be a life-changing event. And we can truly say right now that we already know that your life will never be the same again after attending this event.
Perfect.
That ain't nothing but the truth. Well, okay, guys, you know what? This was just such a great show. It was so good. I'm going to listen to it myself, Pete, and really just excited about August 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Westin Peachtree Plaza Hotel. I was just down there this week. It's so beautiful. Downtown Atlanta is so exciting. And of course, everyone who's coming, you've already received an email from me with all of the details. And like I say every week, so grateful for all of you tuning in. And remember this, God loves you. I love you. And the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.